Hello and welcome to this episode of EVA India Insights podcast. I'm your host Pallavi, and today we have the privilege of speaking with Surbhi Marwah, partner of People Advisory Services at EY India. Surbhi brings extensive experience in working with family businesses and leads their transformation journey at EY. Today in this episode, we shall explore the fascinating evolution of family offices in India, the trends shaping their strategies, and what lies ahead in the next decade. Surbhi, welcome to the podcast and thank you for joining us today.
Pallavi, thank you so very much for having me here. It's a great pleasure to be here and discuss this very dynamic and important topic. As the private tax co-leader also of the firm, this is a topic which is very, very close to my heart. So I'm very glad to answer all your questions today.
Thank you, Surbhi. To start off, how have family offices in India evolved over the years and what factors are driving this growth?
Well, a lot of change happening over the last couple of years. If you see, and it's part of some of our reports as well, that over the past decade, family offices in India have really transformed from informal setups into very highly structured professional entities. If I go back to, say, 2018, there were just about 45 odd family offices in India. Now, fast forward to 2024, and I'm talking about 2024 because we have the latest information from there. And this number of about 45 has grown to nearly 300. And I'm sure between this time of 2024 and 25, there would have been a growth of a few more. Now, what's driving this surge 45 to 300 in just a few years? A few key factors. First, there's a massive intergenerational wealth transfer underway. It's about $1.3 trillion. And that kind of money is expected to change hands in the next 10 odd years. The second thing, which is very key, is the rise of liquidity events. You know, every day we hear about new IPOs, we hear about mergers, we hear about private equity exits. And all of these are unlocking a significant amount of wealth. Add to this the success of first generation entrepreneurs who are now looking for sophisticated ways to manage and preserve their wealth. And finally, platforms like the GIFT City are making it easier for Indian families to invest globally with regulatory and tax advantages. So, I mean, in a nutshell, it is not one particular factor, Pallavi, that's driving this course. This is, maybe a confluence of a large number of factors that have actually come together and married each other very beautifully. And that has led to this sea change or this growth trajectory that you're now seeing.
According to you, what are the key trends that are shaping the investment strategies of the Indian family offices today?
You know, the family offices of today are very much like the Gen Z or Alpha of today. They are far more adventurous and far more diversified. So family offices are also far more diversified in their investment approaches. There's a clear shift towards alternative assets, things like private credit, AIFs, and long short strategies, etc. Private equity and venture capital are also coming out as big favorites, especially in sectors like tech, infrastructure, and consumer goods. Many family offices, if you see, are allocating 10 to 20% of their portfolio to these kind of high growth areas. The other thing is that global investments are on the rise too, with families using routes like the liberalized investment scheme, offshore offices, the GIFT City AIFs, to access international markets. And when I'm adding to this, let's not forget real assets. Things like REITs, InvITs, and yield funds are also becoming very popular. There's a really massive interest in impact investing, especially amongst the younger family offices who want their wealth to reflect their values. I think from a mindset of, typically of preservation of wealth, it's moved to growth of wealth. And that has led to, your first question on what is the change? Why are there so many? And your second question, what are the things that are changing? So I think it's a lot about the mindset change and the fact that people are more adventurous, they have more risk that they want to take, and they're much more educated about all of what is available, and they want to really grow and not move out of the safe zone of preservation.
Thank you, Surbhi. As we've discussed the evolution and trends, pivoting towards the challenges, what are the biggest challenges that family offices face currently, and how are they adapting to address the same?
So Pallavi, very interesting question. And I was doing we were doing some events in the last couple of days on the launch of our playbook. And while I was supposed to be giving, a little bit of a brief of the playbook, I opened this question to the audience. And I think many people put their hands up and answered this question. And we also knew from our survey report, but the answer was unanimous. And they all said that one of the biggest challenges is navigating this complex and ever-changing regulatory landscape, especially when it comes to tax laws, cross-border investments. It's something that has put them in a loop. And that's something that they're always looking for answers for. The second major thing is succession planning. Many families are still figuring out how to balance legacy with the aspirations of the next gen, who's much more adventurous, like I said, much more risk-taking. I would say operational complexity is also a concern, particularly when you're managing diverse portfolios across many geographies. And I talked about international exposure as one of the areas, high growth areas as well. And of course, cybersecurity is a growing risk. Now, to tackle these challenges, which is your second question around adapting. So to tackle these challenges, family offices are bringing in a lot of professional advisors. They're setting up robust governance frameworks. And they're also adopting a lot of legal structures, maybe trusts and others. I think I've seen a lot of family offices investing in secure digital platforms, leveraging GIFT City for regulatory ease and global access as well. So I think in a nutshell, yes, it's the biggest one would be the web of the complex web of our changing tax laws, and the fact that there is not one particular law that applies to family offices, because they're not recognized as a one separate institution for the purpose of our tax and regulatory laws. And yes, to adapt to them, yes, professionals are coming in. They are looking at various options and what can be done within the plethora of the laws and available guidance.
Thank you, Surbhi. As you know, no conversation is complete based on technology. So how is technology transforming the operation and strategies of family offices in India?
So Pallavi, you said it. You can't have any conversation or a podcast without talking about the big T word, which is technology. Of course, like in any other sector, it's playing a very huge role in modernizing our family offices as well. Many of them are moving to SaaS platforms that streamline everything from portfolio management to compliance. AI and advanced analytics are helping them make smart investment decisions. Gen AI tools are starting to simplify access to complex financial data. Cybersecurity, like I said, is a top priority, with more offices building incident response plans, training both staff and family members as well. I think overall, technology is making family offices more agile, transparent, efficient, especially as younger tech-savvy generations step into leadership roles. I think one of our guests at one of our events said something very, very valid. He said that, India has this great ability to leapfrog. And we are, you would be happy to know that our adoption of technology is superb. So very quickly, family offices have understood the need of the hour. And from Excel and others, they have moved to very advanced MIS systems, realizing that if they want to get into this, different types of asset allocations, want to also have international exposure, want to set up operations in different countries on the GIFT, they have to be very agile and they have to have the right tech, the right knowledge, the right MIS systems. And this technology has therefore become as important as, the money that family offices have for the investments.
Thank you, Surbhi. Our final question to you would be, what do you see as the future of family offices in India over the next decade?
I think there's going to be massive growth, especially looking at the numbers that we spoke about, 45 to 300 in over just a few years. And these numbers say a lot, Pallavi, because family offices are typically, coming out of very large amounts of wealth. So it's not something that is run of the mill. So these kind of numbers speak a lot. I think they're going to become global tech-enabled and very impact-driven institutions as we go along. You'll probably see a lot more hybrid models that combine the benefits of a single family office that caters to one family and multi-family offices that look after several families. I think the global expansion in terms of investments, etc., will continue. More families will look to set up offshore entities and invest internationally. They will also look at the IFSCA and GIFT City more and more. I think ESG, and sustainability will become central to their investment strategies, because also, you know, we spoke about more the next gen being very important, very attuned to their values. So ESG, sustainability, philanthropy are themes that they talk about. Governance and succession planning is something that the next gen leaders look at saying as a must-have. And this question that earlier people would not want to address about mortality and how wealth will be transferred and who will be my successor, these are very, very routine questions now, because everybody understands that, you know, preparation for these means the success of the business over several, generations. So I think the key theme would be you will balance tradition with innovation and preservation and legacy with growth.
Thank you, Surbhi, for sharing such valuable insights. It's been a pleasure discussing with you the evolution, challenges, and the future of family offices in India with you today.
Thank you so much, Pallavi. It was lovely to be here.
Thank you. That brings us to the end of this episode of EY India Insights podcast. Thank you to all our listeners. For more insights, please do visit our website, www.ey.com. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for our upcoming episodes. Until then, this is Pallavi signing off.